Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. Today is day 1523 of our trek, and our focus on Friday is future technologies and societal advances. So we call it Futuristic Fridays. My personality is one that I've always been very future-oriented. Since my childhood, I have yearned for the exploration and discovery of new technologies and advancements for the future. I grew up on the original Star Trek series, and even today, as I'm on my 65th revolution around the sun, I still dream of traveling into space. Each week, we'll explore rapidly converging technologies and advancements which will radically change our lives. At times, these topics may sound like something out of a science fiction novel. But each area that we will explore is already on its way of becoming a reality over the next couple of decades. To keep our theme of Ask Gramps, I will put our weekly topics in a form of a question to get us on track. This week's question is, hey Gramps, last week you explained what a futuristic exponential mindset is, but do you have evidence to support why we should craft a futuristic exponential mindset? So today's topic is Exponential Mindset, Proof of Growth. Last week we did explain how to craft a futuristic exponential mindset. This week we will explore the exponential growth that is now evident. I'm using some of the information mentioned in Peter Diamandis' blog and his book, The Future is Faster Than You Think. Exponential growth is happening all around us, but it can be hard to see at times. Given our linear thinking minds and its restrictions, it is difficult for us to grasp how something that starts out so deceptively small can double 10 times, resulting in 1,000 times growth, or doubling a little over 30 times to get us nearly a billion times growth. Part of overcoming this embedded bias is actively developing an exponential mindset, as we discussed in last week's episode. Today I'm going to share and explore the overwhelming proof of exponentials, proof ranging from accelerating computer power and internet access to the digitalization of retail and rapidly falling cost of sequencing the human genome. If you would like to view the charts that correspond with this data, please check the Wisdom Journal for today on wisdom-trek.com. The charts are proof that offers all of us data-driven optimism. So let's dive in. First, we want to talk about Moore's Law and why it continues. Almost all of our exponential tech trends discussed in this episode are being built on top of an ever-increasing computational power. For the past 70-plus years, Moore's Law, which predicts that computing power will double every 2 years, computing power's exponential growth has continued nonstop. The chart in today's Wisdom Journal, plotted on a log scale, demonstrates this trend. Computers are also becoming much more efficient. Processing efficiency is measured in the watts number needed per 1 million instructions per second, or is referred to as watts per MIPS. As you can see in the next chart in today's Wisdom Journal, processing efficiency has increased by a factor of 100,000 just since 1990. With continued advances of quantum computing, we'll see an explosion of information processing capability. By 2023, just 3 years, IBM expects to reach over 1,000 qubits with their processor code named Condor. As you can see in the next chart in today's Wisdom Journal, this would be a 17-fold increase from today. IBM sees 2023 as an inflection point for the commercialization of quantum computing technology. One critical effect of a continued improvements in computation is the explosion of the total amount of information being produced. Between now and just 2025, we will produce 3 times the amount of information data globally. Next, let's look at the internet and why it continues its explosive growth. Since 2010, global internet traffic has grown 12-fold. Simultaneously, rapid improvements in energy efficiency have helped limit the energy demand growth for the data centers and data transmission networks, which combined accounted for 1% of the global electric use in 2019. Today, nearly 60% of the world's population has access to the internet. We passed the 50% milestone in 2018, and this trend is only accelerating rapidly. As I've written previously, internet access may soon become a universal human privilege with such progress. Another way to appreciate just how much and how quickly the internet has grown is to look at the number of internet searches conducted. For example, as you can see from the chart in today's Wisdom Journal, the number of Google searches alone has increased over 2,000 times during the last 20 years. One factor that has made such a dramatic increase in internet searches possible is the increasing speed of the end user's connection measured in megabits per second. As you can see in the chart in today's Wisdom Journal, end user connection speed has jumped 10 times in the last decade alone. But what about mobile devices, smartphones, and 5Gs? We see that it's growing rapidly also. After an extended period of exponential growth, the number of mobile subscriptions globally is greater than the number of all the people on the Earth. Given the total number of mobile subscriptions globally, as of 2019, global mobile penetration is 108%. That means a lot of people have more than one device. In the U.S., the share of Americans who own a smartphone is 81%. According to the Pew Research Study, this is a 50% increase from when the organization first started collecting this data in just 2011. The advancements of 5G networks and other technologies will both accelerate and enhance mobile and smartphone adoption. The company Ericsson projects that there will be 80 million 5G mobile subscribers by the end of this year. The number will then bloom to 2.8 billion by 2025. We can also see the explosion of all sorts of connected devices. Cisco estimates that by 2022, just a couple years from now, we'll have over 1 billion total connected wearable devices in the world. Some of the most dramatic growth in these devices and hardware will come from virtual reality and augmented reality headsets. The research firm IDC estimates that between now and 2024, we will see a 10-time growth in both global VR and AR headset shipments worldwide. We also see a dramatic growth in battery technology. We'll need a significant increase in battery storage to power all of these devices. According to a McKinsey study, by 2024, we'll see a 17 times increase in battery demand. But this also leads to a growth in digital memory storage. DRAM, which is the abbreviation for Dynamic Random Access Memory, is the type of memory chip used in most of the desktop and laptop computers. Demand for DRAM chips have been increasing for years, and over the next 3 years, we'll see an additional 100 billion 1 gigabyte equivalent modules shipped globally. The next area is electric vehicles, or EVs, and solar energy. With the rapid growth of electric car sales over the past decades, electric cars now make about 1% of our global car fleet. Solar generation is one of humanity's primary renewable energy sources. We have seen massive solar growth during this past decade, increasing by a factor of 20 from 2010 to 2019. Digitalization is also impacting retail. Global retail e-commerce sales more than doubled from $1.2 trillion in 2015 to $3.5 trillion in 2019. And with the global pandemic in 2020, this has just gone off the charts. The trend will only continue by 2023 as global e-commerce sales are projected to be almost $7 trillion. Another area is growth of industrial robots. The market for industrial robots have been growing at a record rate of 19% per year since 2013 and is expected to continue double-digit growth at least through 2021. We also see a lot of 3D printing adoption. In 2008, the global additive manufacturing market grew to over $10.4 billion, crossing the pivotal double-digit billion threshold for the first time in decades-long history. And we also see exponential growth in biotech. The next chart in today's Wisdom Journal shows the progress that we have made in reducing the cost of sequencing the human genome. In 2008, that progress began to exceed Moore's laws. This rapid growth continues, and the direct-to-consumer genome sequencing is now widely available. The cost of sequencing a human genome had fallen over 100 times. The cost of sequencing a human genome have fallen over 100,000 times in just 20 years. The cost of sequencing the human genome in 2001 was over $100 million, and today it's less than $1,000. The NIH funding for CRISPR-related research grew from $5 million in 2011 to $1.1 billion in 2018, During this time, the number of CRISPR-related specific publications increased by a factor of 45 times. This is a lot of data to take in, and I do highly recommend that you refer to today's Wisdom Journal to see all the charts that I've included there. The exponential growth that we've reviewed today should not be feared. As Christ followers, we know that all wisdom and discovery ultimately comes from God. We can use all of these new technologies to expedite the building of God's kingdom. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6 tells us, "For the Lord grants wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." This is so true. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Futuristic Friday as we look at another exciting exponential technology area on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So I encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,522 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you on Monday.